remember, the first word in sports radio 1310 The Ticket is sports.
TheTicket.com.
The time is 6:16. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're joined by the remainder of the crew here at the mothership this evening, the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. We have about 45 minutes or so remaining this evening. And part of that will be consumed by the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola, which will be coming up about 6:30 or so. But right now, it is 6:17 on the Ticket. 40 people likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. 139 people likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits, Community Quick Hits, Guitar. Ah, yes. The plaintive tones of Like the Pet Shop Boys remind us that it is time for Community Quick Hits. Here's Cobra.
Something funny happened in Fort Worth over the weekend.
Things are happening in crazy Fort Worth all the time.
Officers inspecting an 18-wheeler Sunday morning in West Fort Worth found 79 illegal immigrants inside.
That's funny.
The second discovery in this area in 3 weeks. 79 people. Now, Kevin brought up a good point earlier. They say illegal immigrants. They really don't specify what country these immigrants are from.
Isn't it obvious?
He mentioned Albania.
Hey, tell me, man. What about The Wire?
The Russians.
Yeah, what about The Wire last year? They brought them over from Russia.
Russian whores coming over.
That's right. Russian nookstresses.
So they never say where they're from.
But aren't there pictures?
No.
There's pictures in the paper, aren't there?
I think we know.
Pictures of an empty truck.
Grego, do you have a guess?
Yeah, Mexicans. Anybody want to dispute that?
Huh.
You know that's all he wanted to get it done, don't you?
Yeah, and he got it.
You may be right. Let me follow up
on
this story.
Man.
They'd been traveling since 9:30 Saturday when they left El Paso, which is a known town full of Mexicans.
It's also known as a gateway city for Russians.
El Paso?
Mm-hmm.
Through the Bering Strait?
Mm-hmm.
Down the Gulf of Mexico?
That was
and up the Rio Grande up to Norman.
True. Few people know that the Rio Grande can be swam up to Norman. Norm. There was a guy.
Or at least that was chronicled in song once upon a time. I don't know if I believe it.
It makes it fact. If it's in a song, it's true.
True. The truck driver was not a Mexican. He was, last name was Oxter. And the trooper said, quote, "It may as well have had a big red sign on the truck saying, pull me over. Because..."
Was it a DPS officer?
Yeah.
Was it an old guy, old gray-haired guy?
It doesn't say.
No picture of him? Because one of the TV stations did a special on this guy. Not a special, but they had a little piece on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy that works West Fort Worth and out of Weatherford, and he is famous for busting.
Illegal immigrants?
Illegal immigrants. Dope.
Well, he noticed...
Dope.
...very astutely that the truck had no Texas Department of Transportation ID. No information identifying a trucking company, which is required.
Whoops.
The driver had no valid driver's license.
Damn! So this was just a generic truck, huh?
Yeah, just truck.
You know, if you're going to do an illegal activity and you're going to... going to do it on an interstate. Don't you need to make sure that you've got all that handled, make sure all your lights work, make sure that if you need a sticker, you've got that sticker.
Sure.
Don't you need that?
If you get caught speeding or whatever, for whatever reason.
You're just real cool and go, oh, I'm sorry, I'll slow it down. But when you don't have this stuff, they're going to start wanting to look around.
Make sure you don't have a taillight out.
And when they open up the... When they open up the back and they see 79 Mexicans back there, you know what? You got a problem.
The driver actually said, hey, don't open up the back. I have 79 Mexicans back there.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't say that. If he's stupid enough to drive a generic truck, might as well say Tonka on it.
But here's where the news turns good. There's always a silver lining in every story, and there's a silver lining in this one. Once freed from the trailer, the immigrants, as we're calling them, were given water, milk, and meals donated by Joe T. Garcia's.
I've never gotten to eat there yet. I've always wanted to eat at Joe T.'s and never have.
Why don't me and you?
Best Mexican food in the world.
It's really good, man. I love it.
You've been there, haven't you, Ron?
Yeah, and it's very easy to overrate that place.
No, you cannot overrate
Joe T. Now, atmosphere-wise, it's the best. Margarita-wise, it's the best. Food-wise, I don't know if it's the best.
Is it the best?
Really good.
Is it?
It's me after one margarita.
You know what? You can spring that. You can't spring Mexican food on me.
Right.
But you can spring Joe T. Garcia's on me anytime.
Well, they sprung it on 79 illegal immigrants.
They did, man.
They were happy to get that.
Now,
do you really want to eat fajitas with milk?
Normally at Joe T's, they only have a few things on the menu.
Two. Fajitas or enchiladas?
Grab a fajita.
I wonder if the immigrants were bitching about that.
About the limited menu.
Yeah, like, if you're going to give me food, I mean, what? I want some nachos,
right.
Dude.
Yeah, if they want a quesadilla, what happens then?
Tell me, man.
Imagine they were not bitching about anything. They were happy to be out of
quesadillas.
They were happy to be out of that truck.
Dueling board ops.
Zip.
Can you imagine the smell of that truck?
Why do you say that?
Because those people were packed in there for 2 days.
And how hot has it been lately?
Hot. Actually, it was nice over the weekend, but it's not like there's an AC unit set up in the back of truck.
So, was this an 18-wheeler?
Yeah.
So, what happens when they need to go to the bathroom?
That's quite a bit of room.
Yeah, what are...
For 79 people?
Where do they go to the bathroom?
That's a lot of room. You can get 79 people in one of those pretty comfortable.
What happens when doo-doo time rolls around on that truck?
I don't want to poo-poo.
They pull into a rest area and they march them out.
No, they don't. It's not like camp where they're all holding hands.
I don't think you know that.
Okay, you're telling me...
I don't think you know that.
You're telling me that illegal immigrants take bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
It's Stuckey's.
Yeah. Maybe not Stuckey's since those don't exist anymore.
Don't they?
No, they don't.
It was a better world when they did.
Or Robertson's...
Want the pecan roll.
Was it Robertson's or whatever those red roof buildings
that's
are?
That's ham. It is like ham sandwiches.
What?
He's right.
It is Robertson's ham sandwiches.
It's ham.
And beef jerky.
Oh, dear. You're right, Mr. Beef. It is.
So what'd they do with all these folks? They process them and send them back?
Probably went over to Kevin Scott's house and helped him move.
Nah, just two of them.
Not Mr. Beef.
Doesn't say. I don't know what they do with illegal immigrants.
Probably they just turn them loose.
They ship them
they
back.
They don't turn them loose. They don't feed them milk and Joe T's and just say, all right, that was it. Now go ahead.
Hey, it's the new Joe T's crew now.
Oh, dear.
It may be. It may be. By the way, I've never understood the Joe T's policy of cash only.
You can write a check.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. You can write a check.
If you know them, they don't.
Which I do.
It's a cash only business. Seedy?
No, they're not seedy. They're one of the most
smart,
reputable families in Fort Worth. The Lancarts are one of the most reputable families in Fort Worth. They're great people.
The Hammer.
I know a lot of them. They're great. They're great people. You know what? They don't want to mess with credit cards. You know, you don't get your money for 30 days. They want all their money up front, and it's their right to do that. Nothing seedy about it at all.
Plus, it's hard to launder money when you get it through credit cards.
True.
Once again.
Cobra.
Well, at least we can tell now why Hammer eats for free.
Right.
I've never eaten for free there. Pay my cash money.
What is cash money?
You
either pay your money or you pay your cash. You don't pay your cash money.
You know what? That is kind of stupid. Cash money. That is kind of dumb. I don't know why I've said it all my life. I'm going to stop today. What else?
Well, there was a really weird story over the weekend concerning a local band.
Yeah.
And the band in question is the Polyphonic Spree. Did you guys hear about this? How the airport got shut down?
I heard something about it.
On Friday because of a microphone? Brian Teasley, who is the Polyphonic Spree's percussionist, by the way, they're the new little band du jour. Yeah, 25-member band.
But when are they coming up here?
As soon as they get done with their little mini tour, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, though, the percussionist...
In other words, never.
No, they're coming.
They're coming.
They're on their way, just like all the other things we're going to do.
In the back of a trailer.
The Polyphonic Spree was taping Austin City Limits down in Austin.
That's how they get around.
Then this percussionist was going to take a flight home to Birmingham. That's where he's from. So he packs his little suitcase and his microphone.
All right. Hello?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why do they need a percussionist from Birmingham? Why can't they just find somebody around here? Aren't they all from here?
I don't know.
I think maybe his family lives there. He probably has lived here for a while, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So his suitcase doesn't show up on the baggage carousel in Birmingham. So he filled out the missing luggage paperwork and he went home. He didn't know the suitcase wasn't there because it was under scrutiny at the Texas airport, known as DFW.
Mm.
A terminal area and several gates were closed after a routine baggage screening search detected the device, which raised concerns because of the wires and threading caps running through it.
Mm.
A bomb disposal robot removed it.
And did the robot have any comments at the time?
I don't know.
About where he might take the offending unit to dispose of it?
Fry Street.
Maybe what he had to put on to do this?
Hazmat uniform.
So this kid goes home. He says, I had Taco Bell in my hand, and all of a sudden these cars block me in my driveway. They've all got...
And he hadn't been to bed?
We don't know, Mr. Robot. They've all got tinted windows, X-File style. Then here comes one guy with a bulletproof vest on, another with a gun showing. Thinking this guy packed a bomb. Then the lead singer, the airport security figures out who bought the ticket. Well, it wasn't him who bought the ticket. It was the lead singer, Tim DeLauder, of Polyphonic Spree. So he lives over there. He lives in Dallas.
And Street.
Within a couple hours, here are the feds at his house. Scoping him out, asking questions to the neighbors over a microphone. This all happened this weekend.
Was this just a garden variety SM58?
Don't know. I don't know what it was.
I mean, haven't people ever seen microphones before? And can't you detect the difference between that and a pipe bomb? Aren't they supposed to be experts at Securitai?
You would think. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
After the microphone was pulled out by iRobot, then you realize, it's not a bomb. So why do you send FBI over to the guy's house?
I don't know. Did it take him that long for iRobot to...
We don't know if it was iRobot.
Did they jump to conclusions immediately and just say, well, let's go to his house. Let's go to... And then
that had to have taken a little bit of research.
You know, the robot might have been watching a sporting event when all this happened, and he might have been interrupted from watching that sporting event.
That's not even robotic.
It's not a robot.
Oh, it's not?
No, that's just a weird declaration by the Hammer.
It's a good try, though. It's coming.
I kind of went a long ways for that, too, and you just defused it.
Good point.
Like the robot.
That might have been a little overreaction, but hey, you can't be too safe these days.
Can't you?
Not really.
Sometimes
You saw how we had to core security? I mean, that's one of the few things in this country where you're guilty until you prove your innocence. when you walk through and get on an airplane, because they assume everybody is guilty, and you got to take off your belt, take off your shoes, have everything that you're carrying on x-rayed, take everything out of your pockets. You have to prove to them that you're innocent.
By the way, I stopped taking my shoes off. And taking them off like the last three flights I've been on.
Why?
You know what? Nothing happens.
Snag.
Unless you have steel in your boot.
But you normally don't know that. Like, I wore some tennis shoes on once. I said, well, these are rubber tennis shoes. And they said, well, we think they'll go off. And so I went through there, and sure enough, they did.
I voluntarily took mine off last time.
I always take mine off, take my belt off. They always make you take your cap off. You know, I don't care.
I walk through nude. Except for a sock. Over my naughty bits.
You ruined the whole segment.
Good for you, Danny. All right, that is Community Danny Quick Hits for today. Let's do the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola next.